I think Jordan's right, see Dave, I think each and every one of you, I spoke about Paul in the start of it, and how Paul was brought in, and like a saint, you and I, if we were going to choose somebody, probably would not have chosen Paul, but we also probably wouldn't have chosen a fishing, you see. It probably wouldn't have chosen somebody if we were either. So we thank God that God doesn't look at the outside man. He looks on the inside. And I've often thought about how Paul looked at his letter. And as he walked through life, doing what God has seen him do, what Christ told him. And you know, I told y'all the other day, he told him, he was suffering many things. And I looked at him in Ephesians. Ephesians 1, the first chapter. I looked at it and I think about it a lot of times. It says, Paul and the apostle of Jesus Christ, by thee. And you know, we think about Isaiah, Brother John spoke of it, Brother Paul spoke of it. The will, that will of God. It wasn't the will of man, it had nothing to do with man. It didn't have nothing to do with Paul. It had the will of God. Paul, like I say, that was what it was. He said, the will of God to the saints which were our ancestors. And it is faithful in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Now bless and praise the heavens of all these come today and all the lives of that time. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you've given us. And Lord, we thank you for these last few days again. Lord, we thank you for the words we have heard, the words we have spoken. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it. And Lord, we ask again to open up our hearts and our minds that it may be a firm ground for thy word to fall upon, grow, and strengthen. And Lord, be with those who be driving, give them pride and grace, give them safe at home. And Lord, be with me, our right to divide our word and speak in a way to get praise, honor, and glory to your holy name. And again, Lord, we ask you to be with the sick, be with the ones on the bed and the prison. And be with each and every one of us who cry, holy and precious name, and we will come to Christ. Amen. In here, Paul said that Jesus Christ, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. But you know, I think about Paul and all of these has done in his life, and how God views him in a mighty way. You know, if you think to turn over to, I've turned looking verse chapter 3, that's why I'm supposed to be at, I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 1 is what I was looking for. It says, for this cause I call prisoner to Jesus Christ for ye Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries, and I wrote as a form in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge of the mercy of Christ, which in other ages were not made known unto the Son of Man, as it is now revealed unto this holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise and in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift that the grace of God given to me by the special working of this power. Brothers and sisters in here, like I say, in this chapter here, and it started off, for this cause I call the prisoner. Brothers and sisters, here's what Paul was looking at, who he was. He was a prisoner of Christ. Well, he took that as a badge of honor. If you notice many times in Paul's writing, Paul, as I told you, he wrote over 3 words and gave you nothing. If you look at some of them, like in Ephesians 4:1, he says, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And Malachi, he stayed in the prison. That's something he used. And you know, we think about how we walk. And brothers and sisters, we're servants of Jesus Christ. That's the blessing that we have had. Paul knew that on the way to Damascus, he was going to destroy the church of Jesus Christ. But as I say, Jesus Christ touched his heart. You and I cannot change anyone. But God said, God turned, changed his heart, his mind, and pulled his clothes again. And you know, that is an honor that Paul had to know that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And to be honest with you and I, because we are in the service of his, a prisoner of his. And as I said, he lives and dwells within us. He walks with us each and every day. For he said in his first letter, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you. You know, you think about Paul. And God is blessed to see and understand. You know, I know from me and my congregation, a lot of times I read God's Word. Many times. But at a certain time, God touches my heart and opens my eyes. I see and understand and draw that Word to me. And it might just be the association and all that here, the preaching of God's Word. Those things are the strength of our love. Paul was given this to his God's Spirit in each and every one of us. And it was given to him. And then he was to go to the Gentiles. At all to do it. Your Philippians 1:9, he said, yet for love such, I love to see thee, being such as a one that called the angels, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. That was his high honor. Paul, bad man, was a prisoner and a servant of Jesus Christ. This was his high honor. And he sanctified him. I told y'all about John Hendricks told me one time that every time he got to pulpit, he was nervous. And he preached for many years. And he said if he ever got to where he was nervous getting in the pulpit, he'd give up preaching. Because as long as he was nervous, he knew he was sitting solely on God. And as I've often said, it's the Spirit of Almighty God that blesses me or Jesus. That was the Spirit that blesses Paul. If God has led Paul on the road to Damascus, he has changed his heart, he has changed his mind, he has changed it. And you know, I thought, as I told y'all, those 3 days he was in the darkness and all that, and his eyes was open, his eyes was open to the Almighty God, to Jesus Christ. And we think about it, this whereby we, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ. Where did that mystery come from? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and don't give it up to him. And you know, I've often said, Paul, when he was on the road to the Baptist, he thought he was doing God's will. Because he was a Pharisee. And he worked at the seat of the mayor. And you know, he didn't get like if he was going to Adelaide school. That's who he was. But Paul, in his heart, his mind, he thought what he was doing was what God was making and seeing him to do. But when Christ made him on the road to Damascus, and he opened his eyes to see who Christ was and who he was. And that's the reason why I think when he said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ, that is his magic honor. That is what Paul went by. And you know, King David, he was a servant of Jesus, a servant of God. You know, here was a man who was over all of God's people, but he considered himself a servant more so than a king. Because a servant does what his master tells him. Paul was the same one. He looked at God. He looked at Jesus Christ and gave him strength and gave him understanding. I looked to him. I prayed that he should ever pass to him. Before I stepped into the church, before I said God's word, what did I do? Pray to Almighty God. Ask God to open my heart, my mind, and my thoughts. And we think about how he has left us, how he has left Paul. And where about whom he really? He may understand my knowledge in the ministry of Christ. The knowledge of the ministry of Christ is that spiritual knowledge. Not just regular knowledge. And you know, we were talking earlier about when you preach it, we have a lot of pastors and well knowledge and words and all that. And that's a lot of big words. Brothers and sisters, I always said, when you preach, you preach, and if you preach to a child, he'll know and understand. And I see some of them even probably, if you hear them on the telephone, radio, or anything like that, you'd have to have a dictionary to stay up with them. But brothers and sisters, I believe when you preach to a child, they can understand. If they don't know and understand what the Word of God speaks to them. And I believe that's what Christ has done. He has touched all the books I've ever read of Paul, he was supposed to be in a genius. He knew many languages. He spoke many languages. And everything he spoke, everything he done was to Jesus Christ. Because he was a fruit of Jesus Christ. He wanted to do what the fruit of it is. He does what the Lord tells him to do. And he goes and does whatever he does, whatever he does. That's what Paul does. That's what was caught in Paul's heart and mind. What's in your heart and my heart and mind is to live our lives as close and as much as we can to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says to have the mind of Christ. What was the mind of Christ? To do the will of the Father. What is ours? To do the will of our Heavenly Father. To walk as close as we can to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do I want to know? I'm a sinner. And like I say, it always bothers me when it says, for the joy of it, it's on the cross. I often thought about how could it be a joy to it? Because he was beaten. He was plucked his beard out, set up on a slap back, and all that. How could that have been a joy to it? I was looking at this man that is on this side. Jesus Christ is looking on that side of the cross. He wasn't this side of the cross. He was preparing him for that side. That's the reason why I say, when I die, the thing that lets me know is the day that I can walk, it's not the front gate, it's not the street of the government. It's not all the messages and all that. But the day that I can stand before my Lord and Savior and say thank you for loving me. And I know that to love me is to take a lot. I've got a wife that's been with me almost 59 years. And I thank God every day for her because I tell you what, I don't know what I could put up with me 59 years. But she doesn't think about what God does, what Christ has done to each and every one of us. Just like he does, what he does to Paul, how he blessed Paul. Which, in other ages, was not made known to the Son of Man. Think about what it was made known. It has been made known. Christ comes and lays in the grave. From the grave to the grave is where he walked. And he spoke from that. You know, I often thought about it, Jesus Christ walking up in the earth. The joy that walked up the bench and the 12 disciples to walk and see the miracles and all. And I've often said, the joy it was to hear him speak. I'm glad what he said, and they put it in his word. So, brothers, sisters, what would have been the joy to hear him speak? What was the joy that Paul had on the road to Damascus when he drove him down and Paul said, what will thou have me to do? Paul was willing to do whatever he said to do. How many of us would do whatever he sent us to do? And it was made known unto him in the spirit. Brothers, sisters, each time I pick up God's Word, like I say, I read through the Bible every year. I used to have what I call a one-year Bible. I read it for a while, but I've got a regular Bible now. I go from King James to Genesis to Revelation. So, open it up to me, you read three chapters a day, you read it all the way through it. But I'd already been through it that way. Never thought of it that way. But brothers and sisters, Christ loved to Paul, and Christ opened his eyes to understand. But he wrote these words here. It's through you, my Lord and Savior, laying his hand upon him. I mean, he said, whereby for you to be read, you may understand my knowledge, it is mystery of Christ, which in all ages was not made known unto the sons of man, and it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. You know, I was going to the house one day, and we was in Thompson, my grandson, he was a little bitty thing, and he was like, why don't you have your parents come up to me? And there's two young boys come walking up in the yard, and we were sitting down in front of them. And they said, I have been to their church, and I told them, I was a Presbyterian Baptist, and I was pastor over here. And we sit down and talk, John Sumner, the one that writes, is up there, and I can't remember his name. Anyway, we sit down and talk, and I said, I know Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And he said, well, we have apostles too. I said, my understanding, apostle is somebody that's seen Jesus Christ. He said, oh, they have. They've seen Jesus Christ. I said, oh, they have. They have apostles, they have prophets. I said, are you sure about that? Oh, yeah. We're positive for that. And you know, I talked to we were talking about it, and he said, it's hard to change Jehovah's Witness, a lot of that same, into our type of just seeing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, seeing Jesus Christ as one. But you know, I think about it, and Paul, the Spirit of God is what speaks to us. And that Spirit is what God has placed in us. This simple body, this flesh, is going to be a sin. But the Spirit is with Christ is with us, it is. That's the joy we have. And when we think about it, as the apostle and prophet abides in the Spirit, it's the Spirit that teaches us. The Spirit that opens our eyes. The Spirit that gives us the knowledge of prayer. It's the Spirit that sits within us. That the Gentiles shall be co-heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. The gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, me is very personal. As I've often told y'all, told my congregation, we have communion even as of today. It touches my heart. Very special. Every Sunday is a very special day. But when we take communion, that communion is what Jesus Christ has said does to his disciples. And we don't allow that now to do what our Lord and Savior did. But brothers and sisters, we will live and walk with our Lord and Savior as close as we can. And I know I'm a sinful person. I belong on this side of the cross, I know I'm a sinner. I look forward to that day when God calls me home and I go to sleep and sleep here and wake up on. I know then I'm with my Lord and Savior. The joy that we've been in, the joy we have as we walk in, I believe even though Paul, all the beatings and all of that, it gave him strength and knowing that, you know, when the apostles were beating and all, they thought it was a joy. And be beaten because of their love and our Lord and Savior. And that's what we should have in our hearts and minds. It says in verse 6, and in the Gentiles to be co-heirs, add up to the same body and protection of this promise in Christ Jesus by the gospel. And it is. You think about how we're blessed. When we get God's word enough, it is speaking to our hearts. And brother, sister, I worked as a kid for a long, about 3 years, 4 years. And there was a young black guy that worked beside me. They had two. He called me daddy. By the fact, he got married, his wife had a child. And he came around and brought a picture on the seat. You want me to see a pretty picture of your granddaughter. And by the fact, me and daddy went, part of a thing, you have to see where the Christmas thing, and he was going to be there, and he said, I don't need to see your granddaughter. And this was a little old girl. He said, I remember this. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is Paul wanted to go to the Gentiles. He went to the Jews first, and they started, you know, he went to do that. He had never denied everlasting life. He went to the Gentiles. But you know, that's not what you and I are supposed to do, the same word of God. You know, he's got a light that shines within us. That light should shine out. And he said, standing before the door, oh, you should. That light is shining in you and I. That light is shining in Paul's heart that day. When he brought Paul on his knees, at one time he brought our women to his knees to see Jesus Christ and see him and who my really is. And I think about that like I told you. And told all, from the time I was a kid, the time I was grown, I knew Jesus Christ. We went to school, we went in love, we had prayer, we had faith and religion, we read the Bible. We knew Jesus Christ. But when Christ touched my heart and turned my life around, I said, Jesus, not just as Jesus Christ, I have a relationship with him now. I have a relationship with him. And when you have a relationship with somebody, you want to know them. You want to get closer to them. And that's the way I look at Paul. When Paul was on that road to Damascus, he knew God. Like I say, he was educated, a commander. He was a Pharisee, he was a Pharisee. That road to Damascus, he had a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wanted to serve me with every ounce of his power. And I want to serve my Lord and Savior. I'm not, but like I know God, Paul always said, he's the least of all the apostles. I'm the least of all the pastors. But my faith and my love that I'm our Lord and Savior is just as strong as anybody else's. I walk as close as I can. Am I satisfied with it? No, I ain't. I don't think Paul was the one. I think Paul, every time that, as he walked each day, he had a desire to be closer to the Lord and Savior. And you know, I told you, he also prayed for the church in Rome. Even though he was in prison in Rome, he still thought about the churches over there. Brothers, this is you and I to pray for the church here in this great nation. We see it in one little way. And I said, I thank you for sharing all of that. I was talking about what they did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we were part of the same descent of Christianity. That is so less than 50%. Well, sisters, we should be like Paul. Let him work his soul. Let him stand out. Let him be born of us. It is then the first thing that the Gentiles shall be of our you and I. So I ask our Lord and Savior, we are, but he is part of us. But we talk about how he has loved us, and he has forgiven us of our sin. Verse 7 says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the actual workings of his power. And it is his power. It is his power. Well, listen, I got up on a Sunday morning to go to work because I'm going to make all the money I could. And I didn't go to church on Sundays when I had to work. But that day, I had a hungry of a feeling in my heart I wanted to go to church. That day was the beginning of a different line of work. Ed McIntyre was our pastor. And when he called to join in the church, I had many, many times said, you can still go to the river and you can see why I went to the pew. Many times. And you know, I always had my heart to come and think of something that God called him one time and he only accepted it. He leaves you alone. Because many times I had, they called to join the church, and I wanted to go back. but I couldn't turn and listen. I just couldn't turn and listen. I thought, and I come to know Jesus Christ, when He changes our hearts and He draws us to us, it's the greatest cure we can have. That day I thought I had life, but that day I had life. The life that spoke to me is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He said it here. Well, when man and minister according to the gift of the grace of God. That's the reason I love the baby and grace. And I told y'all when I was working at the ship, nothing but the blood got into my heart and mind. That's all the thing I had on my heart. I sung it. But it's not every 2 hours we swap stations. And I had to do other work beside me was glad we swapped because I'd be away from men and I was thinking the whole time. But that's the change He had made in my life. Other times I may have had other things on my mind, but I had my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe Paul was writing for them 3 days, but it's just 2 days of praying. He prayed. Close to the necessity for all of us of prayer. God has set us up. The Spirit of God gives us the gift of prayer. I don't know what I'm praying in time, but I feel like the Spirit of God gives me the knowledge and understanding. I look at my heavenly Father and I speak to Him as I would my earthly Father. And He blessed me. And I'm going to tell you, I pray for this association. I pray for this gathering of saints. I pray every day. Just by offering a long time. And I'm going to tell you, by the authority of Almighty God, He blessed me. He has blessed each and every one of us. And He blessed all. To see and understand, and they put all of His heart and done in the prison of Jesus Christ. Well, sisters, is there anything more precious to me and you than knowing that we are a prison of Jesus Christ? We are His servant. We are His. We are His. And that's the joy I have in my heart, the peace I have in my heart. The peace that no one can take away from me. They can take anybody because it's going to go back to the dirt ground anyway. But the Spirit of Almighty God, nobody can touch. It's His. And it is by the grace of God, I am who I am. That's the reason Paul said that. It is by the grace of God, I am who I am. You think about it. By the grace of God, you and I are here today. And those times we spent in the original beginning, just by the grace of God, we met all we did. And they touched our eyes and we touched their eyes. Paul, when he went out to preach about our Lord Savior, he went in the Gentiles, those who were baptized. We're all from here. We're all under one, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jew and Gentile, circumcised and uncircumcised, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, and you and I, are the strength of our everyday walk. The guidance. His word speaks to our heart and mind. And I've often said it's not a roadmap to heaven, but it's given us understanding how we live together. With each other. We've been a giving people, a loving people, praying for each other. Paul prayed for the church. Paul tried to do everything he could for the church. He went by our cities, by God telling them to go. If we pray enough, is that one thing we've lost? If we walk here on this earth, praying our heavenly Father. And brothers and sisters, I think a lot of times they talk about a strong military, strong men, strong men. They talk about climate change year and night. But the other side of the thing is needs more of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we need. That's what you and I need. As I run down the stage, you see people talking about abortion. Anytime you can win an election on abortion, we're going in the wrong direction. We're not walking with God. It all really does hold up the stand. So abortion is because they were not abortion. So this is a child is a child of God. This is. And I feel like as Paul walked here, if he preached the word, if Christ laid upon his heart and mind, that's what we should preach. But Christ is put upon our heart and mind. Like I told y'all one time, the fellow told me, how he preaches, he starts off with Romans, you have to preach his foot, and read he does that, and somewhere in Romans, if you get something they do, he won't feel like it's him that does it. But brothers and sisters, God wakes you up in the morning with something on your mind to preach. That's what we do. That's what Paul does. Paul went where God sent him. He does what Christ told him to do. Think about how we've been blessed. How Christ has blessed you and I. We're here today not by accident. There's a purpose behind everything. And that's the way I believe it. Just like when we was up the other day, there was a purpose behind it. You and I, if Paul, if he won't walk toward Damascus, in his day and time, like he said, I was born out of due time. Well, it's just I was born out of due time. But I thank God every day. He sees something Larry Winch, Larry Winch is, so. Because he sees something Paul, like I say, and I ask y'all, was y'all in church at all? I don't know so. But Christ knew. Knew him on the inside. And that's the joy we have to know that we may change the clothes on the outside, but it takes God to change this on the inside. And today, every day, I pray to God that I can walk closer today than I did yesterday. And that's the joy we have. He opens our eyes to see him. As I open God's word and read, I see Jesus Christ. And you know what I've thought about a lot of times? Jesus is a revelation. It's all about one, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the other is Satan in the battles they had. But I think about this word is written, my vision, in John I have read like it. But it goes in black, right again. But as I read and walk, look at it, it's never had fun. To me, it grows all in red. The blood of Jesus Christ. It grows in blood. It's His blood. My Lord and Savior, who has blessed me. My eyes one time was closed, just like Paul's. But He opens them up. Through Him, you see me and you are. I'm a son. And as Paul said, by the grace of God, I am who I am. And I thank God every day for this meeting we've had here. It's been a blessing. And I thank God for it. I thank God for each and every one of y'all. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless us as we go through this day. And may God bless every one of us as we try.